Now, he goes on here in verse 14 and 15 with a pronouncement of judgment. Now, listen to him here. We have another if. But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgment, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant. If occurs three times in these two verses, by the way, and this is the breach of the covenant, the refusal to hear, refusal to do, they despise, they abhorred, and God therefore put them out of the land. Listen to him, verse 16 and 17, I also will do this unto you, I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning ag, that shall consume the eyes, cause sorrow of heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. Read the days when God raised up Gideon, and the days of Saul, and the days later on of the kings. The anger of the Lord, we're told, waxed hot against Israel. He delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoil them. That's in Judges 2:14. And you'll find again that Jeremiah spoke of the coming captivity. They shall eat up thine harvest, thy bread. Micah spoke of that day. Thou shalt sow, but thou shalt not reap. You see, all of the prophets were doing was just calling their attention to the fact they'd broken the covenant God had made with them. Now, verse 18 and 20, and if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I'll punish you seven times more for your sins. I'll break the pride of your power. I'll make your heaven as iron, your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield or increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. Now, this is a second-degree judgment, by the way. If they were obdurate and they continually disobeyed God, he'll punish them seven times. And that means a complete and absolute judgment. Their pride will be broken. There'll be no rain. There'll be continual crop failure. Now, verses 21 and 22, and if ye walk contrary unto me, will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I'll also send wild beasts among you, rob your children, destroy your cattle, make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. Read the time of the days of the judges. All of this came upon them. Verses 23 and 26, and if ye will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you. Boy, I tell you, God puts it on the line, doesn't he? And I'll punish you yet seven times, a complete judgment. I'll bring a sword upon you and shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your cities, I'll send the pestilence upon you, and ye shall be delivered. And so on. When I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied. This is the fourth degree judgment. This is the time of the captivity, when a third part, Ezekiel said to them, they'd die in the pestilence, and they did. And famine would overtake them. Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel all mentioned that, and it all happened to them. And this is the thing that will take place again at the time of the great tribulation, as we have in the 6th chapter of Revelation.